237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday and it's a beauty out there. Take advantage of this this weekend and get outside and, you know, play a little bit of golf, get in your boat, or just work in the garden. It's that time of the year, and we're going to take full advantage of the weather while it's as good as it has been. And if we can help you with your garden, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Just before the top of the hour, my clock was off by 5 minutes. I apologize. We hooked up with Liz, and she was going to talk about her garden. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. My question is actually about my jade plant, which is summering in my garden. It's okay. A very old plant. It's 10 years old. It's in a 9-inch pot, and it's about 34 inches high from the ground to the top leaf. It had two trunks, and one of the trunks, while it was outside, I don't know if it was from rain or wind or what, but it eventually snapped off, leaving a 3-inch stump. But when I looked at it, it was mushy, so then I thought, oh, maybe I overwatered it. And now I'm going to repot all the pieces. And I wondered what kind of potting soil to use and if this is a typical thing to happen.
Well, it probably got a little bit too much water, but I have a jade plant, like you, outside. It was in a 6-inch pot this spring, and it was pretty big. So I upgraded the pot, went from a 6 to a 10-inch pot, and I'm telling you, during the summer, it's made probably 4 inches of new growth all the way around the plant, and it really looks good. So what I want you to do is the pieces that broke, what you need to do is to take a good, clean, sharp knife and make a cut above all of this rot, all of this soft, mushy-type growth that's there. Because that plant should still be okay, but you need to cut into healthy tissue. I would go to your local garden center and ask them for a package, not a container, just a little tin foil package of rooting powder. It may cost you $2 or $3, but it's going to be well worth the investment. And what you're going to do is take some of the rooting powder, put it in like a shallow, like a little dish. Sprinkle the rooting powder on the dish, put a fresh cut on your stems, and then just tap where you made the fresh cut so that you can get the rooting powder on the end of that stem. And when you look at it, if you see it's not uneven, take your finger and spread it with your finger so that the powder is even all the way around where that fresh cut is. And then tap the end of the stem to get rid of any loose rooting powder that's on it, because it doesn't need to be thick. It just needs a dusting. And then put it in some fresh potting soil. Now, Espoma has come out with a potting soil this spring. And if you can find a garden center that has it, it is an incredible potting soil. They are the first and right now the only company that in their potting soil, they have mixed mycorrhizal bacteria and fungus in it. And these microbes that they've put in there will make that plant grow like crazy. They are the only company that has it in it right at this point. So if you can find Espoma, brand new potting soil, and it's not found in the box stores. It's only found in the garden centers. If you can't find that, then something like Miracle-Gro potting soil is very, very good. Put your cuttings in, firm the soil with your hands, pack it nice and tight. And what you may have to do, Liz, because there's no roots, this jade plant is going to be a little bit floppy. So I would get some little pencil sticks and put the pencil sticks in the container after you put your plant in to help to hold it upright so that if it does wilt a little bit, the sticks will hold it in an upright position, and that will make it easier. Give it a good drink. Keep it moist, but not wet. And put it outside where it's going to get good light, maybe some morning sun, some late in the day sun, but no direct hot sun on it during, I'm going to say, from 11 o'clock until 4. The reason is there's no roots. Once the roots are formed, then you can do that, okay? But leave it outside. Unless they're calling for a good soaking rain, then you may want to bring it in, put it in the garage or the tool shed, so that it doesn't get to be all mud. But you can put 3 or 4 cuttings in one pot. You know, arrange them so they look nice. But put some sticks to hold them in place. Otherwise, the plant's going to wilt because there's no roots. Okay? And it should work very, very well for you. Thank you, Liz. We appreciate your patience. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Ellen from Massachusetts, who has a few questions. One about a rose, one about rabbits, one about her lawn.
Ellen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Paul, I have 3 questions for you, please. One of them is, we have a beautiful rose bush on the back of our garage. It's a 1-car garage, but the rose bush covers the entire wall, and I have 2 trellises nailed against the backside. But we are going to have our house washed and painted, so I need to cut back or really cut back or take down the rose bush. And I'm wondering if I can do that soon. I'd have to do it within the next 2 weeks without thinking I'm going to damage this bush forever.
Right.
The second...
What was the second question?
The second to our lawn questions. We have a nicely manicured lawn surrounded by probably 5 feet of a mulched area and then bordered by woods.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems is we're finding holes in our lawn. I was listening to your earlier question, but these holes are like a good 5 inches wide and 6 inches deep. And I don't know who's digging them. We have lots of rabbits that are we see around. I don't know if rabbits dig holes. And lately I have found little burrows under the concrete foundation for the air conditioning units. So somebody's trying to dig holes, and I don't know how to discourage them or who they might be.
Okay.
And the third one is this right before the lawn hits the mulched area, that lawn from the house, when I look out, it looks beautifully green, but it's always wet. And we've shut off the sprinkler system for a while now, but I just can't seem to dry out. If the grandchildren come and they play, the lawn's just always wet. And without any trouble, you could dig up by running in it the grass, so I wasn't sure if it was something like a clay base or, you know, I was wondering what's wrong with the lawn there. It doesn't seem to be drying out the way it should, absorbing the water.
Okay. Now, you said you have a sprinkler system in that area?
We do. We have a sprinkler system, and it hits that area.
Okay. Do you know how long the sprinkler system runs for?
It's about 15 minutes for each whatever they call it, each unit.
For each zone. And how often is a sprinkler running?
Well, for a while there, before we had this rain, I ran it every day.
Okay. Well, it's been dry, and we've had plenty of heat. So there's no reason why that water should not just penetrate right through it. So it sounds to me that you've got clay in that soil. So the best and the fastest is with a liquid gypsum. Now, go to your local nursery. They sell liquid gypsum in a bottle that you just screw onto the end of your hose. You would spray it in this wet area, and the liquid gypsum will coat the individual particles of clay, preventing them from sticking together, which means it's going to open up the ground to get rid of the excess. It won't prevent the water from just draining out and making the soil dry. It will help to get rid of the excess. So the soil will still be able to retain the water, but it makes it easier to get rid of the water that the grass plant doesn't need. But the name of the company is Soil Logic. So if you have a garden center that you go to, they don't have it. You can go to the website, which is on my website, and you can order it directly from them. And we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll tell you what to do about your rose and what is digging in your yard. 800-259-9231. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Ellen about her yard, and one of the questions was she had holes that were pretty big. Raccoons and skunks are the animals that do the digging. Rabbits are not, I'm not really diggers. They're more eaters, where they'll just take a plant right down to the ground, and they're like a vegetarian-type animal. They're not going to look for grubs. But skunks and raccoons, they are the diggers. Now, if the holes are a foot in diameter, then that means that they are finding them. And what's going to happen is they're going to come in one night, and they're going to make that patch bigger. And I had that happen to my house 2 years ago. We had some grubs, and it started with just little golf ball size holes, a few here and a few there. I didn't do anything about it. And within a week, there were a lot more. And then all of a sudden, whatever it was came in one night, and they literally made a hole. I'm going to say at least 10 feet by 15 where they ripped all the grass out. They started at one end, and they just kept moving forward and dig and dig and dig, and they ripped up this humongous area and pulled all the grass out. So that could be what you may be expecting in the days to come. So I would get some type of Japanese beetle grub killer at this point, and the product is Dialox, D-Y-L-O-X. Put it down, water it in, and that will kill what's in the ground. These animals come in at night. They put their head to the ground, and they listen. And they can actually hear the grubs moving in the soil. And when they hear that movement, that's when they dig. So if you don't kill the grubs now, you're going to have a major problem. Maybe even a week or two away from now, because when they get hungry, and also at this time of the year, the raccoons and the skunks know that winter is coming. They know that they have to hibernate during that period, and they have to build up body fat. So as the days get colder and the days get shorter, these animals that hibernate during the winter have to build up a layer of fat. And they just eat and eat and eat so that when winter comes, they can live off of that body fat. So they're hungry. They know that things are coming, and they're just going to devour whatever they can. So get some Dilox, put it down, and in your case, put the sprinkler system on for 15, 20 minutes and really give it a good soaking to wash it into the ground. On your roses, you can do it two ways. I would prefer that you take the trellis off the garage. I mean, don't take it physically off. If it was nailed or screwed, pull it off, let the arbor come down, put some support so that the arbor and the roses are still attached to the arbor, but there is now a space between the arbor and the building itself. And that way, you can power wash it, you can clean it, you can do the painting that's needed, and when you're done, push the arbor back up. You can also cut it back, but in the process of cutting back that climbing rose, you're going to remove probably 3 years or 4 years of new growth, and it's going to take that much longer for the plant to rebuild all of the missing branches that you have removed in the pruning. So if you can just detach it from the garage, lean it back, put some braces so that it doesn't fall on the ground and break. But if you could bring it back like a 45 or a 90 degree angle, I think that way you'd be in much better shape and we wouldn't have to cut back the plant itself. Now, if we can help you, call now. The number is 800-259-9231. And we'll try and help you with your garden. Coming up at 7:30, we're going to talk a little bit about composting. So we're going to take about 15 minutes and tell you how important composting is. And with the fall coming, all the leaves coming down, your gardens are coming to an end. Why take all of the dead annuals, your dead vegetables, and just throw them in the trash? We're going to talk composting right after these messages. 800-259-9231. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides triglycerides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our Golden Omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning, and I hope all of you are making the best with the last few weekends here of summer before the temperatures do change. But with the changes comes a lot of things for you to do in the garden, and one of the things is composting. You know, you've worked hard. You've produced beautiful plants, annuals, perennials, vegetables. And what are you going to do with all this plant material now that the season comes to an end? The days of just throwing it away are gone. If you're a real good gardener, then you have to think about composting. And to tell you about composting this morning, I've asked Mike Taylor from the Compost Tumbler to join us and tell you what and how to compost. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How have you been?
Been very well. We've had a nice summer here and a lot less fungus problems than last year. We've had plenty of heat, a little bit dry, but that's okay. And now we're getting ready for the fall and enjoying what's left of summer. And I thought it would be a great time to get you on the air and you can tell people about composting and how it will benefit your garden in the long run.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. As you mentioned, we're getting towards the end here. There's not a whole lot of time left in the growing season, but there's still a lot of leftovers that you have, whether it's stuff from your garden, flower beds that'll be ending soon. You still have some grass growing probably, and you got to find space to, or something to do with all of it. Like you said, throwing it away not only isn't a smart thing to do anymore, in a lot of places it's something that you're not allowed to do anymore. So you gather all that material up and compost it and let nature do its thing. And the reward is having some great compost to prepare for next year's gardening and flower beds and shrubbery.
Now, your company manufactures a compost maker called a compost tumbler that's very, very unique because it can speed up that process tremendously. Tell us about the compost tumbler.
Well, what you've got is for the last 30 years we've been doing this, and we have four different models. So depending on what your listeners' needs are, we have a composter that will fit their needs. So we have some that are small enough for people who are just looking to get rid of some excess kitchen waste, and we have them all the way up to larger sizes for people with several acres of property. What we've got is a product that, because it's an enclosed drum that's up off the ground, that's easy to turn, and that takes care of aeration and excess moisture, you can reduce what was used to be a 10-month or more process of letting it sit in a pile down to a couple months or even as short as a couple of weeks. So the real benefit there is you can throw your material in, and in a few short weeks you're done and you have room again for new fresh material to go in.
Yeah, it's a great way to get rid of waste. And my compost tumbler, I've made three batches during the summer, and right now there's a batch that's ready, so that in the days to come, the leaves that are going to be coming down, the grass that I'm mowing — we haven't had much grass because it's been dry, but right now plants like cucumbers are coming to an end. Your zucchini and your summer squash are coming to an end. You're going to be cutting back your perennials in the weeks to come, and all that can go in the compost tumbler, and it really does do a great job. I've been throwing my grass clippings and weeds and things in it, and for those of us that grow zucchini and summer squash, there's always one or two that you miss, and it grows to be so big that what are you going to do with a zucchini that's 2 feet long and 10 inches in diameter? You know, it's all seed. So you take the zucchini, you throw it in a compost tumbler, and in a matter of just a few days, it turns soft, it turns mushy, and it turns to beautiful gold. So this is a great way to take plant material, vegetables that have overgrown, and rather than just throw it away, you're using it to make compost that goes back into your vegetable garden to make next year's garden even better. So it's a great technique, and it works absolutely wonderful. Now, you can put just about anything in a compost tumbler, right, Mike?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot that isn't going to go in there. Anything from your garden, your yard, your property, and a lot of different types of kitchen waste are going to go in there as well. Fruits, vegetables, eggshells, coffee grounds, tea bags, any types of paper products can go in there. So there's, you know, composting isn't just about grass and leaves. There are a lot of different things out there that are recyclable and compostable. And you get the benefit from it. Not only are you recycling and doing good for your garden next year, but you're also saving yourself a little bit of money from running out to the store and buying fertilizer. You know what's going into your ground because you've made it yourself.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And like for me, I live in Maine, And in Maine, we used to have 125 companies that made compost that they would build on site. They would rot it down using all kinds of fish waste and vegetables and manures. But in Maine right now, there's no more composting commercially. The DEP has shut it down. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be giving all of you the information about what's happening here in Maine. So, you know, if you want compost, you have to buy it. In small bags, no more by the yard. So using a compost tumbler, you can do your own compost in a very quick situation. Now, Mike, if you're going to be making compost, how should you blend it? Is there a percentage of green plant material compared to brown that you should mix in there for the best compost and for faster acting?
Well, there is, Paul, and what you want to do is the very minimum should be a 50-50 mix between your fresh greens and your browns, with your fresh greens being things like grass clippings, kitchen waste, or anything else that was, you know, recently live on your property. And then your browns, which, of course, would be leaves, any type of wood-based products, sawdust, wood chips, paper products as well. 50-50 would be the minimum. But to really get fast, quick compost, if you need it in a hurry or if you have a lot of material that you need to break down before winter comes, then you want to go higher on the greens. You can go as high as 80% green to 20% brown, and you're still going to get a nice product that you can get a good use out of.
Now, if you want to speed up that process, does the compost tumbler make, like, microbes that you can add to it that would speed up that rotting process?
There are. So, for instance, let's say you're all the way at the end of your season, and maybe you've got a lot of trees on your property, you've got a ton of leaves, you're doing your fall cleanup, but you don't have a whole lot else to go with it to mix, then we do have an activator that would be perfect for something like that. You can get it from us online or call us toll-free, and a couple bags will get you through the remainder of the season and get you ready for next year.
Now, what is the website, Mike, that people can look at to get more information about making their own compost with the compost tumbler?
Sure. The name of the website is the name of the product, so it's composttumbler.com, and it's all one word with one T in the middle. So it would be C-O-M-P-O-S-T-U-M-B-L-E-R. So composttumbler.com. You can go, you can look at all four of our models, you can see how they compare, which one's right for you, all the add-ons that can go with it to help make composting easier. And then, of course, if you have questions, our toll-free number there as well, 800-880-2345. We've been doing this for 30 years, so we're going to be able to guide you in the right direction.
And the other thing that is really nice with the compost tumbler is if you live in a rural area and you try and make compost and you have animals like raccoons and skunks, they're going to dig in it and they're really going to throw the stuff all over the place. So because yours is a drum, you don't have to worry about having a problem with animals digging in it or possibly even attracting rodents.
You're absolutely right, Paul. Two of the nice features about all four of our products is that, number one, the drum is enclosed and the doors actually latch closed. So even if an animal were to come by and want to try to get into it, they're not going to be able to. Also, all the drums are up off the ground, so it's not easy for them to pick up the scent, or especially if it's a smaller animal, not easy for them to get up to where the drum is.
So it does. Now, what can people expect when they invest in a compost tumbler? How long will a compost tumbler last for them?
Well, that's a good question. It comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts. So, you know, if anything goes wrong in 5 years, even if it's just one bolt or screw we're going to be able to replace that for you. But I just got an email. This was earlier this summer, a few months ago, from a customer who had purchased in 1985. And they had been using their compost for all this time. They were in Tennessee, which is where those recent floods were earlier this summer, and their compost tumbler was washed away. Well, a neighbor ended up finding it in a nearby lake about 2 weeks later. They went down, picked it up, took it home, and started using it again. So here you have a product that was in use for 20-some years, was lost to a flood, sitting in a lake for a couple weeks, and they were still able to continue using it. So all of our products are made in the USA. They have been for the whole 30 years we've been in operation, and we try to make sure that people are getting a quality product. We're not building it just to make them as cheaply and quickly as possible.
That's terrific. And I wanted to tell you that you had donated a compost tumbler for the garden tour that we had here in July, and we had an awful lot of people who were looking at it, and we picked a winner from the state of Rhode Island, and I have talked to her and her husband. She's already making compost. She's absolutely in love with this, and her neighbors and friends are coming over and asking her to take a look inside the drum to see how fast all of the material is rotting. So she's really pleased and happy with the compost tumbler, and we wanted to thank you for giving us one to give away for this fundraiser. It created an awful lot of interest, and people were allowed to look into my compost tumbler and see what was happening in there. But it's something that's very unique, and if you've got a big garden and you want to improve your soil and save money at the same time, this is a great way. And with the fall coming, you've got all this green material and brown material that you can put into it or bag it and save it and use it a little bit later on. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll encourage everybody to check out the website, composttumbler.com. Thank you so much, Mike. Bye-bye. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. With fall coming, don't throw those leaves away. Make a compost pile or buy a compost tumbler. Don, who's up next?
This is Jan from New Hampshire, who has a question about a fruit tree.
Hi, Jan. How can we help you with your fruit tree this morning?
Hi. How are you today?
Great.
Okay. I had a ton of nectarines on my tree this year. And because of it, I had a branch that just broke right off. I had to cut it, so I did cut it off, but I know winter's coming and I don't want it to kill the tree. What can I use to spray? I did go to the garden center and they said, oh yeah, we have this stuff, and they ran out, apparently, and somebody told me I could use just regular spray paint.
Yeah. Okay. When you cut the branch, did you cut it flush to the trunk of the tree or
no,
flush to a...
No, I just did a straight cut where it broke off. I just cut it.
Okay. Is there like a little nub sticking out from where you made the cut, or is it a nice, clean, smooth surface?
No, it's a clean, well, I use the loppers, so it's kind of clean. I mean, it was only
okay.
1 inch in diameter, maybe 1 1/4.
Okay. If it's only 1 inch in diameter, The old school, when I was in college, everybody would use a tree paint, okay? And the tree paint was black because it had asphalt in it. It had liquid tar in it. And that, they thought, would seal the tree and prevent insects and moisture loss and everything else. Well, that was a long time ago when I went to school. And the arborists today are no longer coating where they make a cut. They found that the tree will heal faster without the use of tree paint because the oil actually prevented the plant from making a scab. So as long as you made a nice clean cut and it's not like a little finger of a branch that remains sticking out like a little nub, okay? Because what would happen is if you leave, let's say, a piece of branch 3 inches in length sticking out, no new growth is going to form on that little piece of the branch. You need to cut it right up to the branch where it came off of or to the trunk, and that will heal. So for now, as long as it's got a nice, clean, smooth cut, you're all set. The arborists are no longer recommending or using a sealer on it. So you've done everything right. You've removed it. You put a nice, clean, sharp edge on it. There's nothing jagged, and the tree will scab itself within the next year or two. So if you put paint on it, you're actually going to slow down that healing process. So just leave it alone. As long as you made a good, clean cut, you're all set. Thank you, Jan. Enjoy your fruit. Dawn, can we get one more? We're going to be a little bit close. Let me tell you, if any of you have Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn and you don't want to use a chemical in your lawn, you can use nematodes. And this is a natural way of killing the Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn. Go to this website. It's called Environmental Factor. All one word, environmentalfactor.com, and it will tell you about nematodes. And these are small microscopic worms that tunnel through the ground, and they will kill your Japanese beetle grubs. It will kill June beetles, European chafer, black vine weevils, sod webworm, and fleas. So that if you have dogs and cats and they go in your yard, in a fenced-in yard, and they're bringing in fleas, which this time of the year, the fleas know that it's coming to an end. They're going to jump on everything. If you can apply these nematodes, it will kill the fleas. So that's a good thing. So check out the website, environmentalfactor.com. And it will tell you about microscopic worms that we have in our ground, but this increases them tremendously so that they can kill the grubs as well as fleas and a lot more.